KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Pope Francis died on Easter Monday at the age of 88. Francis' death, announced by Cardinal Kevin Farrell, is translated from Italian by correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the Father's house. His entire life was dedicated to the service of the Lord and his church. Farrell continues, Francis taught us to live the values of the gospel with faithfulness, courage, and universal love, especially for the poorest and most marginalized.
Cardinal Farrell made the announcement just over 2 hours after Francis had died. Farrell spoke from the apartment on Vatican grounds where Francis lived and where he had returned to recover less than a month after being hospitalized for double pneumonia. Francis made his final public appearance a day earlier on Easter Sunday. He appeared very frail with his weak voice. He blessed a crowd of faithful from the Loggia of St. Peter's Basilica. Also at SRNnews.com, with reporters outside the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump stands behind Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth amid a Pentagon staff shakeup and a New York Times report on a second signal text chain.
The president absolutely has confidence in Secretary Hegseth. I spoke to him about it this morning, and he stands strongly behind him.
According to the New York Times, Hegseth used the signal messaging app to tell his wife, brother, and a senior advisor about a March military airstrike against Yemen's Houthi militants. The details about the strike were similar to those that were sent in another chat group, which mistakenly included a journalist. On Wall Street, stocks are tumbling as worries from investors continue about President Trump's trade war and his criticism of the Federal Reserve. All three major indexes now down more than 2%. This is SRN News. A new poll maps out LGBT affiliation in the U.S.
The results of the Gallup study will probably not surprise you. The youngest Americans are many times more likely to identify as homosexual than our senior citizens. Liberals, Democrats, and city dwellers are also more likely to be amongst the LGBT than conservatives, Republicans, and people who live in rural areas. Homosexuality is more prevalent amongst women than amongst men. Level of education seems to have no effect, however. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has partially blocked the Trump administration from enacting a policy that bans the use of the X marker used by so-called non-binary people on passports, as well as the changing of gender markers. District Judge Julia Kobach, who was appointed by President Biden, sided with the American Civil Liberties Union motion for a preliminary injunction which stays that action while the lawsuit plays out. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street returned to work this morning, still fretting about tariffs and their impact on the global economy. U.S. tech giants are preparing to release their latest earnings reports following the recent spate of market turmoil. Big Tech's Magnificent Seven, that's a group consisting of Apple, Microsoft, and NVIDIA, Amazon, Tesla, Alphabet, and Meta, kick off their earnings season this week. China is warning other countries against making trade deals with the U.S. that would harm China. Governments, including those of Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea, have started talks with Washington after President Trump announced sweeping tariffs against most of America's trading partners on April 2nd. The import taxes were mostly paused shortly after they were announced, but Mr. Trump increased already steep tariffs on China. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at SRNnews.com.